And I've seen God work miracles this week. I think of Bill and Geese out here and their granddaughter. I'm telling you, folks, God worked a miracle in that little baby's life. I mean, it was incredible. The sacredness of human life. Folks, the human body is awesome, you know? And we need to celebrate that life. I'm not here to preach an entire message to you per se. I believe we've done that through song and through prayer this morning, and that's the best way to preach the message. But folks, if we talk about the celebration of life, I just want to show you this morning in Psalm 139, that little acrostic, L-I-F-E. And I want you to look at the words with me. It's going to be very brief, and then we're going to pray. Ask God for response, then we're going home. Look at Psalm 139 with me, beginning in verse 13, and listen. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous, marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and I was skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, and the days were fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. And when I awake, I am still with you. If you have ever had any question about the sanctity, the sacredness, the holiness of human life, Psalm 139 ought to make sure you understand what it means to have and to know a sacredness of life, but it should clear up all doubt. Psalm 139 talks to us and tells us about how you and I can celebrate life. The first, it's a little acrostic I've just written for you, and I've used the word life. And in verse 13, I want you to write the word likeness. Likeness. The Bible is very explicit that you and I are created in the image of God. For you formed my inward parts. That little word inward parts is translated kidney. You form my kidneys. What in the world does the psalmist mean? The very fact of the kidney for the Hebrew was the innermost being of the body. It was the deepest organ in the body, the kidneys. And this word is used to literally say, you form me from the inside out, from the deepest parts of who I am, both physically, mentally, and spiritually. The word form there is the parallel word to the word that's only used of God called bara, which means to create. But God created out of nothing. So God formed me and you out of nothing from the inside out. And He created us a moral, a spiritual, a physical human being. Literally able to make decisions like never before. We're responsible. We are created in God's image. It's more than just having a nephesh, or we translate it soul. It's being who we are. Every one of us are different in that respect. God never created one person alike. Can you imagine? What's Mark Lowry say? We're somebody. You know, because every print is different. I mean, I've got all the stuff in here in terms of the DNA and how much of this is that in the human body. And I'm telling you, it'll just absolutely blow you away. We're created in God's image. There's a second part of that acrostics, the word, or it's the letter I. And I want you to write the word intricate. The word intricate. Dr. John Miedema is his name. Literally, who is a genetic engineer, or was a genetic engineer at the University of Washington, helps us to understand what the intricacy of the human body. I wrote this down because I'm telling you, I want to make sure I say it like he says it, because it blows me away. The average human heart pumps 1,000 gallons a day, over 55 million gallons in a lifetime. That's enough to fill 13 super tankers. It never sleeps, beating 2.5 billion times in a lifetime. The lung contains 1,000 miles of capillaries. The process of exchanging oxygen for carbon dioxide is so complicated that it's more difficult to exchange O2 for CO2 than it is for a man shot out of a cannon to carve the Lord's Prayer on the head of a pen as he passes by. And you let that sink in right there for just a minute. DNA contains about 2,000 genes per chromosome, 1.8 meters, that's nearly 6 feet of DNA, are folded into each cell nucleus. A nucleus is 6 microns, that's 1/1000th of a meter long. That's like putting 30 miles of fishing line into the pit of a cherry. And not only putting it in there, stuffing it in there, it's like folding in a specific way. If it's folded one way, the cell becomes a skin. If it's folded another way, a liver cell, and so forth. Can you imagine? To write the information in one cell in the human body would take 300 volumes, each volume 500 pages thick. The human body contains enough DNA that if it were stretched out, it would circle the sun 260 times. The body uses energy efficiently. If an average adult rides a bike for an hour at 10 miles an hour, it uses the amount of energy contained in 3 ounces of carbohydrate. If this were a car and this car was this efficient with gasoline, it would get 900 miles to the gallon. Think the body's intricate, folks? Wow, God created it. I will praise you, for I am fearfully in the awe of God. And wonderfully, get this word. The word wonderful means holy, sacred. I am fearfully and holy and sacredly created. There it is, in black and white. Human life is sacred. Then I go to K. Am I spelling it right? Yeah. No, I. F. Not like. I'm on F. Go to F with me. Look at verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance. Before I tell you F, let me tell you about substance. You'll love this. In the Hebrew, that's the word golem. G-O-L-E-M. Now, we translate that word embryo. And people have decided they would say that's just a bunch of cells and not a baby. Folks, the Hebrews knew completely different here. The word golem in Hebrew meant life, meant a baby, meant a human being. Not just a group of cells that come together and wiggling around a little bit. Life. God brings that conception together. Let me tell you what happens. The Bible says literally that God says that when those they come together, what happens? This life. You know, man and woman coming together and bingo, this happens. Okay, we've got fertilization. We've got conception. But you know what causes life right there? Go back to the book of Genesis, and God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, a living nephesh. Here's how life began. God. The Hebrew have a fancy word for the word breath. It's ruach. You have to put the AC on the bottom of your throat. Ruach. And when it's the same word used when they were gathered in the upper gathering and the Holy Spirit at Pentecost came in, the wind of God. So you're talking about a spark of life? Folks, spark of life is the very breath of God, and man became a living being. Write the word foreknowledge. I've spelled it for you. Verse 16. Now strap in and we're finished. God knew everything you'd ever be, how you'd look, how you'd dress, how you'd talk, how you'd think, how you'd act, how you'd eat, how you'd whatever, and he had it all ordained before you ever showed up on this earth. Now chew on that one the rest of the afternoon, and that'll blow you away. He knows the time of your death. He knows the time of your life. He knows when you're going to be sick. He knows when you... I could just go on and on and on and on. Foreknowledge. And it says it right here. Before my days were ever numbered. Look at this. If I should... The days were fashioned for me, last part of verse 16, when as yet there were none of them. And then I'm going to show you the E. L-I-F-E. Celebrating life. Eternal. Eternal. Verses 17 and 18 that I read to you talk about the fact that you and I are created to live eternally. And you're it. God created man to live eternally. He did not create animals to live eternally. He did not create man and plants to live eternally. He created man to live eternally. And the question is, what we've been singing about and what the choir sang about as we began this service this morning, where will you spend eternity? God never created you to die. Did you know that? We mess that up in the garden. The Bible says that you and I are created, to live eternally with Jesus Christ. The point is, that's by invitation only, and you have the privilege of asking the Lord Jesus to come into your life and securing that eternal decision immediately. So I ask you, you are created sacred. You are created holy by God. You are formed and created out of nothing. And I got to go back with something. You got to hear this. In the King James Version, in the first part of these verses, when it says literally, for you formed my, you covered me in my mother's womb. When we go back there, you formed me in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. In the King James translation, it uses the word, you have possessed my reins. I went back to look at this word formed, which means to create out of nothing, but I looked back at its Hebrew base and what the word actually means, and I found something that is absolutely extraordinary. That word in the Hebrew form deals with eternity right here, because that word literally that is translated in verse 13, for I formed... You formed me, or my inward parts, that word formed, is actually a business term. It is a term used just like you go to Walmart, you have shopped, you take your cart through the stand, or the cashier stand, and they beep that little thing, or you do if you go to the checkout, and you pay some way, either by cash, check, or credit card. That word formed is, the transaction is complete. You have paid full price for what you've bought. And in Psalm 139, the people knew exactly what it meant. God was saying, I formed you. I've made you. But I not only made you, I am going and have and will pay the cost, the full price for your soul in the form of my son Jesus. And that's in Psalm 139. Can't see that in the English, can you? When I read that again and I looked back over it and I went back over it again, and I went back over it again and I went back to the bottom line in Hebrew and I kept going back, back and back. Every one of them. That's what that word means. Before I was ever created, God promised He'd buy me back with the full price of His Son. Have you accepted that gift? Don't you walk out of this congregation this morning. Well, you know, I just hope that when I die, I'm going to show up in heaven. I thank God Danny Webb is sitting here this morning and he don't hope he's saved. He knows it. Do you? That's the sacredness of human life. So what do we do about all this? I haven't. You can read the stats of abortion. Folks, they continue to rise. You can read the newspapers with that. In your bulletin this morning, I had two little inserts for you. One is the sanctity of human life. And I've got these here with me somewhere because I brought them. If not, well, y'all, I am in fact losing what little my... Oh, no, I didn't. I still got them. I got it back. Take out this little brown one and turn it on the back side with me, if you will, where I've got Cobb Pregnancy Services, the little label. How in the world do we get involved? What do? You can read this for yourself. But this past Tuesday, I went up and sat down with Lori Parker. Lori and I have done some work together in the past with the Crisis Pregnancy Center, or the Cobb Pregnancy Services, should I say, of Cobb County, right up here on Gramlin Street. They're a Christian organization sponsored also by part of NAM, our North American Mission Board. They share the gospel. Guess what? They see over 500 women a month. Yeah, you heard right. A month, right up here at Grambling Street. On February the 2nd, Lori's going to be here. She's going to set up a display out in our foyer a little bit so you can see what's going on at the Cobb Pregnancy Center, which is absolutely incredible what those folks are doing up there week after week. And the waiting room is full when I walked in this past Tuesday. And I told Lori, I said, I want Olive Springs to be involved. We've got folks that can put feet to what we're saying in these messages about the sanctity of human life. We can help out. Many perhaps can't come and volunteer. Some can come and volunteer, but they can bring stuff. And I said, Lori, what I'd like to do is sponsor a shower from Olive Springs, whereby you just give us a list of things, and over the next months, let's get together, and then on a specific Sunday afternoon, we're not going to have food and all that. You just bring your stuff by. And the folks from Cobb Pregnancy Services will be here in the afternoon to receive that and thank you. I was absolutely blown away. And I said, Lori, we can be involved in this. I want us to be involved in it. It's one of our partners through Noonday Baptist Association, through the North American Mission Board as well. And I've put a list in here of what Lori gave to me, and then a personal invitation for Sunday afternoon, February the 28th, sometime between 2 and 3:30, would you bring these items by? And I looked at her list, and she said, critical need, crib sheets. They give them out by the hundreds. Guess how many was left there when I was there Tuesday? 3. They train these ladies. They work with these ladies. They prevent abortion by having given them strength to have their baby. They talk about the sacredness and human, the very fact of human life and what it means. And now we in this church, less than 2 miles away, can have a ministry like never before by just being involved in this. Will you join me in this effort? That's a yes or no answer on that one. You know, will you? If we're going to talk about all this and we're going to be a family, which we are, then let's as a family reach out like never before, like what we're doing outside. All I'm asking is go get some diapers. Go get a pair of socks. I know economic times are bad, folks. Every one of us in this house are affected that way. Go buy some bottles for them. They've got it. Go buy a blanket, rattlers. You see all that that's there. Whatever you can get, bring it by on that day. Now, don't bring it beforehand. Because we don't have any real place to store it. I'm afraid it might get gone or something or get misplaced. So wait and bring it on the 28th, February the 28th, in the fellowship hall. You don't have to stay. I would like you to come in and meet Lori and some of the folks from the pregnancy center. But from 2 to 3:30, and then a bunch of us will take it all right up there and have it for them. What a way to be involved. And folks, I want us to close this morning with prayer. Let's remember Doyle. He was pretty ashy looked, obviously, and he kept telling me he was very hot and that he's been having some problems going up and down steps and breathing. He was not having any chest pain, and so they were going to take him to Kenistone. Do I have an update, Connie? Has anybody, has Karen went with her and they were going to get Cecile? And we'll have an update if we can find something before when we finish here in just a minute. So pray. We're going to continue to pray for our brother Danny and Nancy. In any way you can help out and share with them, and we're not going to stop in our prayer. And then we're going to pray for human life, folks. My prayer this morning is that you won't leave here until you know for sure that if you died today, you'd be in heaven with Jesus. Do you? Let's pray. Father, we've seen this, a message visually from the beginning of this service to its end. We have lifted your praises in this house, and thank you, Lord Jesus, to be able to do that. But now, Father, all of us, as preacher included, just got to respond. The decision has now got to be made. What are we going to do about it all? What are we going to say? So, Father, you just have your way, would you? You do your work in this house this morning. You call us to response like never before. Father, get me out of the way. Get Doug, get all of us out of the way. And this place becomes the holy altar of God. And make it that way. And may the angels of heaven descend on this house like never before. And Father, the power of your Spirit has been overwhelming. And so, Father, call us to prayer. Call us to commitment. Call us to be sure. Call us to you. And so, Father, have your own way. I'm going to let you remain seated during this invitation. I want you to pray and sing with Doug. You know these songs. But then I want you, if many of you would get up and you would just come and pray for so many lives, folks. I told you I could go back to the stats and tell you and show you of the amount of abortion that's going on in our world today. And the numbers, ladies and gentlemen, are absolutely staggering. It scares me to death. Literally. Since 1973, with Roe versus Wade, over 50 million babies have been aborted. It's 1.5 million a year, 4,000 a day, one every 20 seconds, and 120 since I stood up to preach this message. We got to stop this stuff, folks. We got to take stands. And our prayer this morning as we go, Lord, help us to stand up and be counted. The world's not going to like you. But we're going to be doing the will of God. We're going to be doing what God wants because He's told us that life is sacred. In black and white, He made it clear. And folks, we don't have a choice. We have to stand up like never before. Will you take that stand this morning? Doug's going to lead us. We're going to sing. You remain seated. I want you that can get up out of your seat. Let's make this an altar of prayer this morning for Doyle, for Danny, for this church, for unborn lives. I want you to come right now and let's just pray all over this house. Will you do that?
As thine own way.
Sing with Doug right now. You come and pray, whatever. Let's do that as we close this service.
Thou art the water.
Praying for other springs. Praying for life itself. Praying for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Just getting on our face before God. Being fed up with the way this world is doing. And asking God for His mercy.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Search me and try me, Master, today. Why good?
stand there, would you?
Have thine own way.
Let that be our prayer this morning.
Have thine own way. Hold o'er my being absolute sway. Fill with thy spirit till all shall see Christ only always living in me. Something beautiful, something good.
You stand quietly to your feet. Let's sing that together, would you?
All my confusion.
Think about what you're singing.
All
I had to offer him was brokenness.
All I had to offer him.
Look at that. Sing that chorus one more time as we close it out. Okay? Let's sing it together. Thank you for understanding the fact of how human we are. Lord, forgive us for actually even having to have a Sanctity of Human Life Sunday. You already told us life's sacred. Call us to action like never before. The day is coming. The day is now here where we must take a stand. And Lord, your servant Doug said it last week. This is as good as it's ever going to get right here. One day, you're going to come get us. And Father, I beg you, even so come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.